Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Take that piece of paper right there. I don't need that. I'm saying it's just go too far.
Well, good evening. Good evening, everyone, to the PM Strength, Extra Strength Edition of the Willie Lawson Show. Here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we didn't do a show this morning, basically because I was tired. Yeah, I was tired. You know, I'm GERD. Listen, if you're 40-something, 50-something, and you've got GERD, go get it taken care of, because it sucks. You know, this whole sleeping, sitting up thing doesn't really work all that well. It just doesn't work all that well. And you don't really sleep all that well. So, you know, if you've got it, get it taken care of, because I'm going to go to the doctor and get it taken care of. Medicine, surgery, I don't care if they have to, you know, take my head off and put it back to fix it because I'm tired of it. It doesn't matter to me. So there you go. Oh, the indignities of age. You know, we are in an interesting period of time. All you have to do is check out Drudge to know that the things they care about anymore are really bizarre. Like MTV has renewed the show Buck Wild. I'm sure that y'all all care about that. Isn't that great? And breasts, buttocks, and genitals are banned at the Grammy Awards. Like somehow it is important that these things are banned at the Grammy Awards. I think that's amazing that anybody cares that they have to be banned. They actually have to be banned. So it is amazing. And on the front page of the Drudge Report is a picture of the president and how I learned to love the drones. I just think that's amazing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. This whole idea that the administration is perfectly okay with using drones to kill Americans on foreign soil, and they think it's okay to possibly to use them to kill Americans here and completely and totally circumvent due process. So, and due process is what? You find a bad guy, you arrest them, you build the case, you try them, and you with a jury of their peers, like it says in the Constitution. No, the president's like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we just send a drone and blow them up? You'll cut out the middleman. We're going to talk about all of that today on the Willie Lawson Show. The extra PM Strength edition again. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in just a little bit after these messages. Oh my goodness, haven't done a show at night in a while. My God, it kind of scares me. We'll be right back.
I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of the two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Show here on Willow Talk Radio and our edition of the Willie Lawson Show, the PM edition. We haven't done a PM edition in a long time. I mean, it's been a real long time since we've done a PM edition. Normally they were special, like election stuff. God, we haven't just done a show at night in a while, and I think maybe we should get back to that. Well, you know, what are you thinking? Send me an email at Willie Lawson Show, at Willie at Willie Lawson Show. And say, you know what? Sometimes you need to come on after dark, and face the people who all have jobs, or can't listen in their office. I have a lot of listeners, but they listen in their office or they listen in archives. They don't get a chance to to listen at home where they are comfortable. They have to listen at home in archives. But tonight we are here. We're here till 8:45, and you are welcome to join the conversation. The number to join the conversation is 646-200-3246. That's 646-200-3246. And let's not make this a conversation about. This conversation be about Obama and the politics of President Obama, the politics of the Tea Party, the politics of the Republican Party. This particular discussion goes beyond politics. It goes beyond party. It goes beyond race. It goes beyond all that. It goes to the center of what's been an issue of the federal government, especially in the executive branch, for a number of years. The power grab of the executive branch continues in the Obama administration, as it did in the Bush administration, as it did in the Clinton administration, as it did in the other Bush, as it's been for the past 75 or 100 years. Especially during the time of FDR, the power grab by the executive branch, the ability to circumvent the system by which was set up in the Constitution. And this is just one more thing. Now I know there may be people who are listening or who will find us and listen and pop in and really think that this is just another way to throw rocks at President Obama, and this isn't. Because I would say to you that, do you think that President Obama is going to be president forever? Do you think that a Democrat will be president forever?
At some point, when given this sort of power over to the executive branch, it may indeed turn and be used against something or someone that you care about, because we've already turned it over without thinking about it. You know what? And this is an issue that please don't think, oh, you know, people are just bringing this up now because of President Obama. No, this has been. I mean, if you do a little research, it doesn't take much to go back and go that and know that this has been a power. This power grab by the executive branch has continued for a long, long, long time. And it's really disturbing at this level that now we have the technology not just to send snipers in to murder somebody. Now we don't even have to do that. Now it's more of a video game. Now we send unarmed or armed drones in to take out people that the president and his advisors or her advisors, they somehow deem as we have to kill them now because they are attached to this or that. And I know right now the president is saying that, you know what, on foreign soil, these people that we have to take care of are part of a terrorist organization, part of Al-Qaeda, you know, and this is a national safety issue. And I'm not saying that President Obama is going to do this because I really don't want to make this about President Obama, except that he happens to be the president of the time. What stops somebody else from saying that from taking out somebody who is what the president at the time thinks is a threat to their presidency? You know, the guy from, people from Anonymous, people from Occupy Wall Street. He may be considered dangerous by some president in the future. What would stop them? How about the guy who continues to release top secret documents? Because some of these documents have been dangerous and have put American lives in danger. What would stop the president or any president from saying, hey, listen, you know what? This guy's dangerous. We're going to take him out. He's going to be driving down the street somewhere on the Autobahn and a drone's going to pull up behind his Mercedes and he's going to be done. The guy from WikiLeaks. Can you imagine that there has not been a president in the past, I don't know, 12, 14, 12, 16, 20 years that would, if they had the opportunity, would have taken out Assange from WikiLeaks? Because some of these cables and emails and stuff that he's releasing have been hurtful and harmful to Americans. That the case would have been able to be made that this guy is putting American lives in danger, and thus he is a terrorist, and thus he needs to be taken out. I'm not saying that President Obama would have done that, but can you think of a president in the past 20 years that might have? Can you? Well, of course you can. This is why this kind of power is very, very dangerous to give to the executive branch. You know, I read a tweet today that the United States hasn't declared war since the 40s. And we declared war against Bulgaria or somebody. We haven't declared war since the 40s. Has there been a declaration of war? We've been in a lot of wars, though, since then, haven't we? We've been in a lot of wars. Korea. Vietnam. Gulf War I, Gulf War II, Afghanistan, Iraqi War. Well, those are police actions and UN and NATO actions. You know what? If you're on the ground with troops and people are shooting back and forth and flag draped caskets are coming back United States with the bodies of young people in them? That's war. And I don't, you know what, and you can spin it however you want. That would be war. We haven't declared war because in order to do that, you've got to have the approval of Congress.
In a declared action, you have to have the approval of Congress. And we haven't done that, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't done that since the 40s. A lot of these actions have been led by the executive branch. So that's what I mean by please don't make this a President Obama thing. He just happens to be the president who is currently overreaching their authority, in my opinion. In an article from the New York Times, late August, a 40-year-old cleric named Salim Ahmed bin Ali Jaber stood up to deliver a speech denouncing al-Qaeda in a village mosque in far eastern Yemen. It was a brave gesture by a father of seven who commanded great respect in the community, and it did not go unnoticed. Two days later, three members of al-Qaeda came into the mosque in the tiny village of Kashmir after 9 p.m., saying they merely wanted to talk. Mr. Jaber agreed to meet with them, bringing his cousin Walid Abdullah, a police officer, for protection. As the five men stood arguing by a cluster of palm trees, a volley of remotely operated American missiles shot down from the night sky and incinerated all of them, along with a camel that was tied up nearby. The killing of Jaber was the kind of leader most crucial to American efforts to eradicate al-Qaeda, was a reminder of the inherent hazards of the quasi-secret campaign of targeted killings that the United States is waging against suspected militants, is not just in Yemen, but also in Pakistan and Somalia. Individual strikes by Predator and Reaper drones are almost never discussed publicly by the Obama administration officials. Or they weren't by the Bush administration either, so don't get crazy. Don't get crazy. And again, because I don't want to make this just about President Obama. This is just the things that are happening now, directed by the executive branch. No, I'm not saying that you need to run all this stuff through Congress, because Congress can't keep their mouth shut. And then nothing would ever happen. But when you start, but when the question gets asked, will these be used against Americans? I think that you have to have a better answer than which was the answer that, and I'm going to pull. I got to pull that clip up that we hear from the head of the FBI, who doesn't want to hack off his bosses. You have to have a little better answer than, we'll have to research that. What do you mean you have to research that? The answer ought to be, oh, hell no. Of course not. That's insane. Of course we're not going to use these against American citizens here in America. Right? That, of course, that should be the answer. But that wasn't the answer that was given, and it sort of scares me. Because the DOJ is, has given the administration strikes the thumbs up. A confidential Justice Department memo concludes that the U.S. government can order the killing of American citizens if they are believed to be, quote, senior operational leaders of al-Qaeda or an associated force, even if there is no intelligence indicating that they are engaging in an active plot to attack the U.S. So if somebody says, oh, this guy is al-Qaeda, even if he's an American, then it isn't, let's go arrest him, let's find out, let's go through due process. No. We'll just kill him. We'll send in an armed Predator drone to take him out. The 16-page memo, a copy of which was obtained by NBC News, provides new details about the legal reasoning behind one of Obama's administration's most secretive and controversial policies, its dramatically increased use of drone strikes against al-Qaeda suspects, including those aimed at American citizens, such as the September 2011 strike in Yemen that killed alleged al-Qaeda operatives Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan, both U.S. citizens, who had never been indicted by the U.S. Had never been indicted by the U.S. government nor charged with any crimes. These are people who have never been charged with any crimes. They didn't know anything. They didn't know these guys had done anything. Now, these guys may be bad guys. These guys may be very bad people. But it would seem to me that you would give Americans at least the benefit of the doubt. However, no. Now, Jimmy Bice of LibertyNews.com writes that he's no constitutional law professor, but the criteria seems a bit strained. It starts to bother me because some of these Al-Qaeda operatives, I live here in the Tampa Bay area, and I'm okay with saying that USF, University of South Florida, in that area where Sammy El Arian lived, I don't live far from where he lived before he was deported, may indeed be a terrorist cell at the university. It's a fairly liberal place, and of course, it is easy to believe, and with a number of folks who have come here from that part of the world, that this would be a place where those folks would meet. So it's it's just not that far a stretch where I live. So it is interesting that what if somebody decides that someone in that, you know, when someone here is a bad American who's a bad guy here on American soil, right here in Florida, and the government says, you know what, we got to take them out, and sends in a predator drone over Fowler Avenue, or maybe on MLK and Del Mabry over by the football stadium. Is this what you want? See, that's the thing. Is this really what you want? Is this what we want? Yeah, we want to get the bad guy. Yes, we want to get the bad guy. But I remember President Obama saying that, you know what, we have to follow the law. This is an interesting juxtaposition, I think, because at the beginning of Mr. Obama's presidency, when we were talking about closing Gitmo and trying those folks who are at Gitmo in U.S. courts, some of you went berserk. Some of my conservative friends just went berserk. Berserk, you went, he said, berserk. Because these were enemy combatants. These weren't American citizens. These were enemy combatants. And you didn't want them on your soil. And I don't think that the president wanted them on American soil either, because Gitmo is, after 5 years, nearly 5 years, after President Obama said he would close Gitmo, Gitmo is still open. And even the office that was going to be in charge of closing Gitmo is closed. Gitmo is open for business and will remain open for business for the rest of the Obama presidency. I mean, that's just it. That's just how it is. It's open for, you know, Gitmo is open for business and will be opened for business. It's not closing. Why? Because we didn't want enemy combatants being tried, given the benefit of American courts. But do we want so-called enemy combatants that are American citizens to have the same right as American citizens here on American soil? Or are you okay with whoever the bad guy is, whoever the bad guy is, taking them out without due process? Are we okay with that? Because obviously we're not okay with that if it's the police. And, you know, and the police in your area, they know who the bad guys are. Did you know that? They really know who the bad guys are. They know the drug dealers, they know the people who beat their wives, they know the child molest, they know who they are. Would it be antialism, I can't even say that word, I can't talk at night, that's why I talk during the day, to circumvent due process by simply busting in that house and shooting everybody in the house? Really? Well, because we know who the bad guys are. Your local cops know who the bad guys are. And know that they are, that if they're not doing it tonight, tomorrow night they will be unleashing their, you know, their evil on your community. Because that's the same, that's the same argument that the administration currently is using for its drone attacks. And possibly even the drone attacks against Americans. That's the very same argument they're using. So do you, so are you, again, are you okay with that? I mean, are you really okay with that? Because I'm really not so much. I'm really not so much. I've got some big questions, and as much as I, you know, I hate the bad guy as much as you do. More. I hate the bad guy as much as you do. I want to get rid of the bad guy. I want to lock the bad guy up so the bad guy can't hurt my kids, can't hurt my grandkids, can't hurt my friends and neighbors. I want to get rid of the bad guy too. But I am not, I'm just not completely comfortable with any branch of government, whether it's the local police department or the federal government, circumventing due process for Americans on American soil. I'm just not good with it. If you're okay with it, give me a call at 646-232-46. If you say, Willie, I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap where they are. I don't give a crap who they are. You know what? If we can take their ass out, we'll just take their ass out. Screw the courts. If you're that person, give me a call. 646-232-46. I can imagine that people who lost folks in at 9/11, who lost family members to us being attacked, would have said, wouldn't it have been great if we could have found those son of bitches and taken them out with drones before they got in those airplanes? And I'd be hard-pressed to argue with you. Because you haven't experienced, because you've experienced a level of loss that I can't imagine. But outside the emotional response of this, outside the emotional response, we must fight even harder to keep due process intact. Because this country is not a country of emotion. This is a country, this is a nation of laws. That's what separates us from the banana republics. We are a nation of laws. Now, I'm going to play for you what the president's press secretary says about these drone strikes and see if you agree.
Well, the question, obviously, that you ask relates to some stories out today regarding a document prepared, an unclassified document prepared for some members of Congress, and understandable questions. And I can just say that, this president takes his responsibilities very seriously, and first and foremost, that's his responsibility to protect the United States and American citizens. He also takes his responsibility in conducting the war against al-Qaeda as authorized by Congress in a way that is fully consistent with our Constitution and all the applicable laws. We have acknowledged, the United States, that sometimes we use remotely piloted aircraft to conduct targeted strikes against specific al-Qaeda terrorists in order to prevent attacks on the United States and to save American lives. We conduct those strikes because they are necessary to mitigate ongoing actual threats, to stop plots, prevent future attacks, and again, save American lives. These strikes are legal, they are ethical, and they are wise. The U.S. government takes great care in deciding to pursue an al-Qaeda terrorist to ensure precision and to avoid loss of innocent life.
I get it. The bad guy. You're out to get the bad guy. But can you get the bad guy on American soil? And that's the question. You know what? And the answer to that should be no. Of course not. You can't send a drone attack after Americans on American soil. But that wasn't the answer, was it? So that's the conversation we're having. If you like to hop in, if you like to hop in on that, that'd be fabulous. It'd be wonderful. Listen, let's try this. From the video block from my friends at Liberty News, they've got a brand new studio up there, and they're up there doing massive work today. So we're going to play the audio from one of the one of the things. It looks like my friend Dwayne Lester did a spot on Liberty News TV. Liberty News TV, golly, you got to love it. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome to Liberty News TV. I'm Dwayne Lester, the editor-in-chief of LibertyNews.com. The unholy alliance of zero tolerance rules and anti-gun hysteria have claimed another victim. Alex Evans of Loveland, Colorado, was suspended from school for throwing an imaginary grenade during a game of Rescue the World. The boy is 7 years old and was suspended because he showed imagination on the playground. That's something that is apparently not wanted in today's government school. Speaking of anti-gun hysteria, the Reverend Jesse Jackson made news when, while on Fox News, he made the absurd claim that you could use an assault rifle to shoot down an airplane or blow up the railroad. Of course, this was debunked by several gun experts, one of which who said you were more likely to be struck by lightning while winning the lottery than to shoot down an airplane with an assault rifle. And finally, getting back to government schools, if you have a child in the Oakland school system, you may want to check what they're being taught. Some Oakland preschoolers are being read to from a book called A is for Activist. The book's author, Inosanto Nagaro, wrote the book, supposedly, for the 99%. He said it's pretty awesome to hear a three-year-old chanting Union Power. Are we sending them there for education or indoctrination? This has been Liberty News TV. I'm Dwayne Lester. Thanks for watching.
That's fabulous. That is fabulous. And if you want more of that, and you do, because I know you do, just go to Liberty News. Just go to libertynews.com and check the video block, and it is wonderful. Thank you, Dwayne, for that report. We're going to be including their reports on the Willie Lawson Show more on a regular basis, because you know what? Have you gotten to the point where you know that you can't trust mainstream media? That story about that 10-year-old is not one that anyone's going to tell about the 10-year-old, you know what, throwing the imaginary grenade at the imaginary box and making the imaginary sound and being suspended because of it, because it characterizes those who would take away your right to own a firearm. It characterizes them and makes them look as stupid and insipid as they actually are, and they simply can't have that. So you're not going to see that on your evening news, only at libertynews.com in the video block. Great job, guys, and we appreciate it. Listen, again, we were talking about the use of drones on American citizens that may be construed by the administration, whether it's this administration or a future administration, to be dangerous. Now, right now, again, everything's being couched as if it were Al Qaeda. Well, we are in a war against Al Qaeda. I didn't know that we declared war against Al Qaeda. Are we at war with Al Qaeda and not Hamas? You know what? I'm really not sure who we're at war at, but apparently, this administration decided that we are, according to Jay Carney, we are at war, not a declared war, but we are at war with Al Qaeda. So it's okay to kill anybody that you see that you think or is associated with Al Qaeda. And I get whether there is general intelligence about that or not. If the administration and the administration's advisors say Al Qaeda, and then it's okay to send an armed drone to take them out. Now, and again, for those of you who support the president, please, 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 I want to hear it, because Mr. Obama, President Obama, will not be president forever. And then the next president or president, you know, in 15 years from now decides, you know what, these Occupy Wall Street people are dangerous. Again, think about it. You Occupy Wall Street people in Zuccotti Park are dangerous. Anti-government people, you are dangerous. You're stopping traffic. You're breaking windows. You're hurting people. You're scaring folks. I got an idea. Why don't we fly some armed drones over the area and pepper them with some buckshot, or pepper them with some 22 bullets and rubber bullets? It'll look like Tiananmen Square, folks. You understand me? It'll look like Tiananmen Square, where the government said, you know what, enough protesting our system, you folks have to go. And now we have a technology by which to do that. You don't have to send in a whole bunch of armed guards and tanks. All you have to do is send in a bunch of drones. How many do you need? 10, 15 drones over Zuccotti Park? Peppering the crowd with rubber bullets? Or maybe even real ones? Or rocket attacks? What do you need? I'm telling you, folks. This is something that regardless of what side of the aisle that you are on, it doesn't matter your politics, doesn't matter your party. This is not about President Obama. President Obama just seems to be the lucky president that's able to use the availing technology in the continuing power grab by the executive branch of government in the United States that usurps and circumvents the Constitution of the United States. So please don't make it about the president. It could have been anybody. It could have been anyone. This is why we have to band together as Americans and say, you know what? We have gone too far. We have taken this to another level. We have gone too far. This system by Constitution is set up with three co-equal branches, ladies and gentlemen, three co-equal branches. You know, I don't care what Chris Rock says. The president, whether it be you know, President Barack Obama or President George Bush, they're not the daddy of the country. They're not the boss. Chris Rock, you're wrong. President Obama is not the boss. We don't serve him, folks. He serves us. You know, the 535 people in Congress, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, we don't serve them. They're not royalty. They serve us. They work there by our good graces, on our behalf, not the other way around. Please don't get it twisted. And you know what? And I'm talking to everybody on both sides of the aisle now. I'm talking to all y'all, so to speak, talking to all y'all. So don't get crazy. Don't call here with, hey, why are you self-hating, blah, 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 blah. Get over it. Here's the deal. These folks work for us. And when they get out of line, then it's up to us to ensure that they get back into line. And the Constitution of the United States, if you haven't read it, it's pretty easy read. So this whole idea, and I'm going to digress for a moment, this whole idea that you have to be a constitutional scholar is bullcrap. It wasn't, the Constitution wasn't written by constitutional scholars. And it's an easy read. It's not in Elizabethan English. It's a pretty easy read. Now, there's some backstory. You can get the Federalist Papers and sort of get the backstory of some of these things. But for the most part, pretty easy read, pretty straightforward. They battled it out already before they put it down on a piece of paper. And what you'll find if you go to the Constitution, if you have a pocket Constitution, if you go to the Constitution, what you're going to find is that a lot of things that your government's been doing for the past 100 years have been completely against what it says to do in the Constitution. have been unconstitutional, not just in the past 4 years, but in the past 40 years, the past 50 years. And it continues to happen. That's why I don't want to make this show about President Obama. I've got enough shows that I've been critical about the president. Okay? I also have enough shows that I'm critical of GOP. People like Lenny Curry, head of the RPOF here in Florida. People like Rince Priebus, head of GOP on a national level. So I've got enough shows where I've been critical of Republicans, local and national, or statewide and nationally, local and nationally as well. And I've got enough shows where I've been critical of the president. I'm critical of Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid, Steny Hoyer. So I'm perfectly okay in my space here. I'm perfectly okay in my space here. Because this doesn't really have to do with President Obama. This has to do with the power grab of the executive branch and how it continues to usurp and to circumvent the Constitution of the United States that is set at this point to defend all of us from a renegade government, from an imperial president. That's what the Constitution is set up to do, is to protect us from the government, to make sure it was put in place to protect the citizens, to protect you and I from our own government, because the founders had already seen government amok. They knew it was possible. They knew it could happen. And the idea is that they knew it could happen because they saw it, because they were students of history and had seen it many, many times in history. And it didn't matter how orderly the society was, or even how prosperous the society was. They'd seen it happen because they were students of history. And the Constitution was an attempt to make sure that it didn't happen again and that it didn't happen here. And what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is we're seeing it happen right here before our very eyes. Don't be deceived. It's happening right here before our very eyes. So what you're seeing now with these drone attacks, what you're seeing with the drone attacks is just the natural outcropping of the technology that's available. That's it. Nothing special about it in that sense. There's nothing. This is not something that President Obama just started to do. This is not a President Obama power grab. This is a power grab by the executive branch that's been continuing, for 40 years, 50 years. If you've got a problem with that, call your Congress critter today. Call your congressperson today. Leave a message. Call tonight. Leave a message. Call in the morning. Tell them that you want to make sure that these drones are not used against Americans on American soil. You want to make sure that the Constitution and due process is followed. Thanks so much for listening to the PM Extra Strength edition of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and we'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock on the Liberty News Show here on Blog Talk Radio and LibertyNews.com. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Just like always, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you.